Well, here in the 21st century, we are still experiencing stories of coming of age, but at the Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, you're going to experience not your mother's coming of age story. And that is the upcoming production of The Wolves, directed by my guest, the producing artistic director at ETC, Lynn Myers. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be here.
So, The Wolves, it's about a high school girls' soccer team. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of a coming of age to them becoming women.
Yes. And they're all at different levels. If you can recall where we were at 16, 17, 18, we were all really different. You know, some people, they had progress in their minds. They have college in their minds. Some were very involved with relationships. Some were dealing with parental issues. But that sounds like a sitcom episode. And this is anything but. You know, this is a fierce contemporary look at young women today. And it happens that the playwright has put us in the soccer world because there's nothing more powerful on earth than an incredible team. So we have a team that soccer is at the core of what they do. It's the unifying factor of what they do. And the diverse personalities that are involved in that all get to come to light. It's really interesting how the positions they play on the team relate very strongly to their personalities. And it's a fascinating, fascinating piece.
Well, add into the fact that this is high school girls soccer. And thinking back to high school, the vast differences between a freshman and a senior and all the in-betweens, that must add to the dramatic anxieties and accomplishments of these young women.
It does. And it's, I think the one thing it absolutely positively isn't is silly. There is not an immaturity about it. In other productions that I had the luxury of seeing, and one up at the Goodman, they were playing a couple years past high school here. You know, we're playing recent graduates going back to look at that because it's written with a maturity that I think would be difficult for an actual high school student to play with no looking back or no perspective of what it was as opposed to what it is I'm going through right now. But it's definitely funny. It's definitely challenging. The language is definitely contemporary. So there's not a lot of, oh, shuckses in the show.
There is a disclaimer that it is for mature audiences.
It is. I do think, however, saying that, the language may be, you know, what you hear on cable. But I would hope, really hope, that high school young men and women see the show. I think that there is nothing overtly sexual about the show. There's no compromising issues in that way. But hard issues are discussed. And I think the people who should see it are the people that are indeed, whether you play soccer or not. If you're sophomore, junior in high school, you should be seeing the show.
Now, you mentioned, of course, there are difficulties in hiring a number of young women at the same time. A daughter here, a niece there, but this is a team of young women. What were some of the challenges in finding the cast?
Well, honestly, I could have casted three times over. The biggest challenge was trying to choose not only who looked like a team, which is important. We chose some people who had a lot of soccer experience, some people had none. But it was interesting in their voices. For me, sometimes I was watching auditions and I would be looking down and we taped the auditions so that what I could do would be go back and hear the different tone of the voices. Because when you have nine women at the same time on stage, the same uniform, but with their numbers as their only demarcation, we don't learn their names. We just know them by numbers. And because there's so much language on top of the playing, hearing the different tones of their voices, giving things that really isolated the characters. So you know who you were rooting for and who was what, and you know the difference between the striker and the difference between the captain. So that was the challenge, but it was a glorious challenge because there's so many wonderful young actresses. The only problem is I wanted to cast everybody.
Now, of course, Ensemble was based on the idea of creating an ensemble for that kind of work, and this obviously is a very strong ensemble piece. It's actually the premiere of Sarah DeLapp as a playwright.
Yes, it's her first play. Can you imagine? A Pulitzer Prize finalist. It is one of the most produced plays in the country. In fact, we're doing three of the top 10 plays that are being produced in this country this year, The Wolves being one of them, alongside Skeleton Crew and Doll's House, too. But yeah, a breakout play. Her perspective is so articulate. She knows these women. you know, she's not an athlete. She didn't do it because she was athletic. She did it because she wanted to write a play about what young women are talking about, caring about, and the future they're going to make for the rest of us.
Now, as we've mentioned, this is a play about a team, mm-hmm. and it's an ensemble piece. What are some of the things beyond your standard rehearsal, running lines, have you been doing to increase the sense of comradeship?
So much soccer, so much team building, both intellectually and physically. We've had incredible support. Aaron Carr has been with us as a longtime player and a wonderful, wonderful teacher. We've had outside influences in terms of Julie Gachard from up at Miami University has talked with us in terms of, because the language is very much on top of the movement, we've had to learn to pass. We've had to learn butt kicks. We've had to learn high knees. There has been a lot of training from day one. It wasn't a rehearsal, it was a training. So you're not going to see soccer games. All of these episodes that take place, week 1, 2, 3 through 6, all these weeks, these episodes that you see are about them getting ready for a game. We don't see them play. We see interplay amongst each other when they do pairings and when they do passings. But I have learned more about soccer in the last several weeks than I knew in my entire life. And I think it's just amazing that, you know, we're in the midst of soccer craze here in Cincinnati, welcoming FC and all that goes with that. But this is indoor women's soccer. So this is a season that really never gets over. There's indoor soccer, there's travel team. Again, I'm thrilled to know all these things. But the core of it is that soccer is more than a metaphor. We see it, we feel it, we experience it. I've been telling audiences the noise from our soccer will not affect Music Hall. But what a wonderful moment in time for our city to welcome this whole new complete embrace and all of the troubles and traumas and joys that have gone with FC. But how great to look on the flip side of that, to genuinely look at what it's like for young women and the power and the passion that soccer is in their lives.
Now, should an errant ball go into the audience, does the lucky audience member get to keep the ball?
They can't have a ball come in the audience because when you walk in, you will be watching through a net. And don't think, oh, no, I'll never see it, because they're big holes in the net. Soccer balls are big. So you don't have to think about it like it's a tennis net. But there are floor-to-ceiling soccer nets, sides and front. Everybody, of course, at ETC is in front. And no ball will escape. I can't imagine that. If it does, well, then, yeah, I guess they should keep it. Otherwise, it's a lot of AstroTurf. It says in the first stage direction of the play, the field goes on forever. And while that may indeed be emotional for the women, and this being their sanctuary, this being their place to come and be honest, their church, as it were, when you come to ETC, the field goes on forever.
Now, did any of the young women have soccer experience?
Some of them did. You know, I'd say about half did, about half didn't. So it has been a team building exercise to put everybody at that same level. And not everybody on the team is at the same level. So they not only had to learn soccer and how to handle these different exercises and these warm-ups, they also had to learn more about the position they play. So midfield is very different from being a goalie. I just am amazed at the strength and perseverance of these 9 young women. And there is another woman, a soccer mom, that comes on. We have a surprise from a soccer mom that appears, played by Annie Fitzpatrick. The company is a compilation of brand new to ETC apprentices, former apprentices. It is an absolute joy to go into this room every single day. And I would just say that it's really important, I think, for every generation to see this show. I don't think that you should think about it as, oh, that's sort of a 20-something piece. It certainly is a young person's piece, but we've all been there. No matter what age you are, whether you are a parent, whether you're not a parent, whether you have studied soccer, whether you are a fan of team sports, whether you hate team spirit, you come together in this play and you look at this tiny microcosm in 90 minutes of the world that we're creating and the world that our next generation will inherit.
Well, that's The Wolves, playing at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati June 1st through the 29th. I'd like to thank this evening's guest director and producing artistic director at ETC, Lynn Myers. Thank you so much for stopping by.
It is a great pleasure, Jim. Thank you for having me here.
For more information on The Wolves, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.